Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Don't have the actual background that comes with it and the respect for the submissive and understand what submission is all about, you know, they're jumping in and just thinking, I just get to throw fuck this bitch, call her a dirty, you know, cum whore, and it's all about me getting my needs met. Ladies, I'll just say this right now. If you're going to do that, operate on that level, you better fucking charge for it. Just charge these guys for it. Really. Literally, like, don't, if you're that flexible, don't give it away for free. I don't want to do that. If I have to start doing that, it's just an indicator to me that this isn't going to work. I'm not going to get my lady boner. Like, I won't be satisfied. You really want to be understood, not by everybody, but by one person, at least romantically and sexually. When all that comes together, whew, it's the perfect storm. Really kind of turning yourself into a sexual athlete and rocking it. Like really, really getting to know your body more and more and more. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, I want to get right to it. I've got some interesting emails I want to follow up on, and I think this is going to be interesting. My episode 214, as I thought, generated a lot of feedback, and some of it good. I mean, most of it good. Yeah, most of it good. Here's the interesting thing. So the pushback I got was all from men. And the resounding positives were the women flooding in, just saying, agreeing with me. Like, you know, like, yes, right on. Don't be afraid to put this out there. It's funny, they left the voice messages, right? Because knowing that I could possibly post that. Maybe guys were scared and they wanted to send in emails. No worries, no problem. First of all, I always appreciate feedback. If it's meant to be helpful and just give your side of it, or, you know, even if you want to sound off, but you want to do it in a respectful way, I'm okay with that. So I want to just share one message that I got. I did not post it yet. It came in as to publish as a comment to the actual podcast. Now on my website, before anything gets published, it has to get approval. So I think sometimes people think they can be sneaky, and I'm not saying this person was, but sometimes I think people think they could be, you know, sneaky and post something negative. I get a lot of spammers or negative stuff like coming through, like where they don't really realize that you, just because you send it in, like that doesn't mean it's getting published. It comes to me first and it's over, you know, it's reviewed and then it's published or not published. But anyway, I'm going to read this response and then I'm going to publish it. And because it's, you know what, again, it's a-okay to disagree with me, what I like is that this gives me the opportunity. I'm going to read this. So it's give me the opportunity to sort of speak to it. And I hope that it brings clarification. Okay. So let me jump in. It says, wow, 214. Gotta say, Layla, you were kind of a bitch. You want a guy to be more assertive and alpha. I get the whole dick pic thing. Not cool. But you don't like the guys that are too alpha and you think they're assholes. So what is a guy's approach when you are in this mode? It sounds like you're just in a bad place for some reason or another. If a guy is too assertive, you think he's a dick. But if he's being considerate to you, then he's a pussy, beta. I understand you have your way about the process and all the guy seemed like he couldn't win. Love your show. This was very good because it wasn't all Layla Sunshine. It was from a real place and a real person who isn't perfect all the time. I admire you for being not fake. Okay, let me go back over this because it says if guys are too alpha, you think they're asshole. I don't think that there is. I don't think I've ever said somebody's too alpha. And I've never said in that 214 episode, someone is too alpha. What I have said, though, is that there's a difference between dominant and domineering. So a dominant man is not the same as a domineering man. A domineering man just wants you to say yes, do whatever the fuck he tells you, no backtalk, not have an opinion. They can be disrespectful to you. It's really heading into the zone of being abusive. Okay. So I just want to clarify that because I don't believe that, you know, these dominants or true dominant men or alphas are disrespectful to women. And that's a difference. So I don't think that someone can be too alpha. Where I have pointed out, again, discrepancies is a man that approaches you that understands that you're a submissive and all of a sudden just says, you can address me as sir, call me master. They want the titles. I know we talked about this and it was pretty well addressed with the podcasters on Kink and the Chain. That was a fun podcast. And they're very much into BDSM and they also understand that there's this, I guess, discrepancy and misunderstanding because BDSM has become so mainstream, which is good. That's great. And I wasn't a part of it when it wasn't mainstream. So I want to say that too. But I think what's led to that is that every domineering man on the planet now wants to call himself a dominant, and or also younger men that don't have the actual background that comes with it and the respect for the submissive and understand what submission is all about, you know, they're jumping in and just thinking, I just get to throat fuck this bitch, call her a dirty, you know, cum whore, and it's all about me getting my needs met. And it's just none of those things. So to your point, to this person's point here, yes, there are guys that are disrespectful. And those are the guys that are assholes. They are assholes. I mean, that's a mild way of putting it. I've got some other terms for them. Quite frankly, I just think they suffer from lack of self-esteem. They don't understand and respect women. And they're just, yes, jerks, assholes, you know, all around men that you really want to avoid. So when I'm addressing, those type of men, I want to be clear, you know, I'm not saying that, and I wasn't saying in episode 214 that you can be too alpha. If you're a true alpha, which is, you know, or a true dominant, which is respectful of women, and you understand that power dynamic and that power exchange, then you're not an asshole. So I hope that clarifies that. I don't want to have things put in context in a way that I didn't mean them. And again, I'm confident if you go back and listen to my podcast that, you know, in no way, I don't even think I've ever said someone's too alpha. I don't even know, like, because if you're a true alpha male, a true dominant man, and that means to me that under those definitions, that means you have the highest and utmost respect for a woman. You can't be too much of that. I mean, no, you're right on the money. Okay. And then you also said that it sounds like I'm in a bad place for some reason or another. No, I'm not in a bad place. I'm just coming from a place of truth. And as I'm out there, this podcast is about me sharing, being open and honest and sharing what I'm encountering and kind of butting up against. And lately, it's a real common theme. It was a common theme in the beginning for me too. And I think it just goes in cycles. You know, I think I just, for some reason, you know, you hit waves of it where you're encountering more and more guys that fall into that category. So in the very beginning, I mean, I really almost totally gave up on trying the BDSM thing because I actually believed that it was like, well, I guess that's what it's all about. It's about these douchey, disrespectful fucktards who just want to boss women around and get themselves off and do nothing for the woman. And okay, you know, I'm like, well, that's really okay. I must have misunderstood what BDSM was all about, because that is not for me. Like, I don't want any part of that if that's what it's about. Turns out that's not what it's about, right? But that's in the very, very beginning when I was just kind of going out there and trying to explore things and get educated and find out more about this subject. And I'm glad I stuck with it because I almost just gave up on it. Like, Jesus, this is not sexy. This is not attractive. It's not what I thought it was going to be. Well, it turns out it's better than I thought it was going to be. Way, way, way better. And so many doors have opened and so many light bulbs have gone off from that experience and knowledge into BDSM and what it's all about. And so I'm glad I stuck with it. But again, this podcast is meant to be informational and share my experiences. So when I do come across something that I feel is important that I want to share, you know, I always try to put it out there. And he said, if a guy is too assertive, you think he's a dick, but if he's being considerate to you, he's a pussy beta. Well, too assertive is, hey, what are you doing today? Let's fuck. I don't even know your first name. Like, this is the kind of stuff I'll get in my inbox, you know? I mean, just stuff like that. That is not attractive to me. I mean, we can sit here and go back and forth on whether or not we feel like that's, you can call that assertive. I just, quite frankly, call that ignorant. And to assume that a woman just is going to be like, okay, yeah, oh, you're available at noon today? Okay, let me meet, all right, let me get my pussy ready for you. Come and stick your dick in it. You know, it's ridiculous. It really is. And I wonder, like, who told these guys, like, does that actually happen? Do they actually find women that go along with that? I don't know. Maybe they do. I'm scratching my head on it. I'm not trying to say it doesn't happen. I don't fucking know. I just know that they will try it. And it just seems like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel with these type of guys. And I have no idea if this works, that approach works for them or not. And maybe that's why they continue to try. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. You know, this is what I'm trying to address, is that this shit boggles my mind. Like, really? Does that actually fucking work? It doesn't make sense to me why a woman would put so little, a woman would just devalue herself in that way. Like, come on over and stick your dick in me. To me, I'll be straight up. Like, if that's the modus operandi, it'd be like, come on over, stick your dick in me. And by the way, the cost for that is X. Like, ladies, I'll just say this right now. If you're going to do that, operate on that level, you better fucking charge for it. Just charge these guys for it. Really, literally. Like, if you're that flexible, don't give it away for free, because they can't get that everywhere, and charge for it. That's my advice. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to force anything illegal. I don't know. There's got to be like a loophole around that. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, but I'm just saying, like, no. So, and when someone's considerate, they're not a pussy beta. And I don't think I've ever said pussy beta. What I've said is men need to move the dating process along in a respectable manner. What I was really saying in episode 214 is these men, like, they're not closers. They don't know how to close the deal. The quote unquote pussy betas, that the person that wrote this message to me, I'm using his term, or yes, I mean, it's a male name. He said he calls himself Joe. Person that wrote this message says his name is Joe. It's probably a fake name, and it might even be a woman. You know, but pussy beta, I've never used that term. And what I was saying was men will try to, they get it to a certain point and then they're not closers. They can't close the deal. Like, they want you to say, okay, well, when should we get together? How about tomorrow? Let's do this. And oh, I'll make a reservation. Let's go meet at this restaurant. Like, all of a sudden, they want you to take the lead. Well, all I'm saying for me, and I'm only speaking for myself, although the massive amount of women that responded to that episode 214 tells me I'm not crazy. This is a problem for a lot of women. So if you are pursuing a woman and you get it, you guys are vibing back and forth and she's receptive and, you know, it goes, you're serving the ball back. It's the ping pong game, ping pong, you know, back forth. When it comes time and you feel it's appropriate, men, please step up and push forward with the next move, which is meeting up, having a date, whatever the next step is, don't just sit there like a deer in the headlights and expect her to ask you out or to push forward the sex. That is completely ridiculous. Okay. And it's turning a lot of women off. It does turn a lot of women off. You have to understand the delicate balance, the yin and the yang, and what women need. We don't want to pick a man that's indecisive. If you can't even ask us out on a date, what are we supposed to think? Literally, like, what are we supposed to think? Well, some women would think he doesn't like me, but you'll keep sitting, and that may be true. You know what? If you don't ask us out and then you just go away, well, that's true. But if you just keep sitting there, texting us, DMing us, hit, you know, just, hey, how's your day? Hey, sexy, how are you? Hey, show me a picture. Hey, like, I'm not going to send you pictures. I, on my profile, on any one of my profiles, have enough pictures, more than enough. And I think what it is that men have gotten used to, and it's probably a new thing, men have gotten used to just having cyber sex and cyber relationships and things that aren't real and things that don't require an effort and an energy, even on the smallest scale, because even a casual sexual relationship takes some doing. You know, you've got to put a little effort into it if you want to actually make penis to vagina contact. So that's what I was saying about, as this person, I'll say quote unquote Joe, says, is that being considerate, if the guy's being considerate, he's a pussy beta. That's absolutely not true. I love a considerate man. Please be considerate. Always be considerate. It's what I'm saying is, I need a man who knows how to move along the dating process. And from the feedback I got from a lot of women after that episode, they too need that. So that's to clarify. And I'm not picking on this person who wrote this. I actually appreciate it because it gives me the opportunity to address maybe what other people were hearing as well, and that maybe you weren't hearing it in the context that I wanted it to be delivered. And this now gives me the opportunity to clarify that. So again, let me recap. I'm saying there's domineering men that are, those are, you know, those are the guys that are just, they're not, I don't want to say too assertive, because they're just flat out rude and assuming and disrespectful. And they have misused and abused the concept of BDSM and the balance between it that occurs in a dominant submissive dynamic. So they're there to sort of, I guess, maybe take advantage of it or bend it to the way that they would like it to be. Now, again, if they find someone that goes along with that and that's perfectly okay with them, I don't have a problem with that. There's two people that agree. That's great. But for the most part, domineering men are not the same as dominants or alphas. So I want to clarify that, because the opinion of Joe here is that if they're too alpha or too dominant, then they're assholes. No, I've never said that. That's not the case. And then also, if you're too nice, you're a pussy beta. No, again, also not the case. You can be as nice as you want and respectful as you want and as caring and nurturing. And I love all that stuff. But at the end of the day, you also need to have a backbone and be clear as a man what it is that you want and be able to take the lead and move that forward in a relationship, regardless of the level of severity of that relationship. Like I said, even if it's just a casual meet up here and there, whatever, please be the one that sets the pace, set the dates, ask a woman out. Let's meet here. Let's have a drink. Let's test our chemistry. I don't want to do that. If I have to start doing that, it's just an indicator to me that this isn't going to work. I'm not going to get my lady boner. Like, I won't be satisfied when I'm always pushing it forward. It's a dance. And if you're not doing the dance with me, that little tiny little courtship dance that gets a woman fired up and excited and turned on and hot and makes her really want to fuck the shit out of you. Well, okay. Good luck with that. All right. So anyway, I didn't mean to go hard on Joe. I'm not going hard on Joe. I wanted to clarify. I really do appreciate this message and having that come in. And I have no problem with anybody that doesn't see it my way they don't have to. You don't have to. But I do appreciate the opportunity to sort of clarify that, Joe. And I hope that answers that. And I hope it kind of makes sense where I was coming from on that. Okay. Hey guys, I hate to interrupt, but I assume you're here to learn a bit and maybe get some great takeaways on how to keep your partner beyond satisfied in the bedroom. Did you listen to episode 217? I have none other than Kenneth Play, an international expert on female pleasure who's been named the world's greatest sex hacker by GQ and Men's Health. Heck, Playboy even called him a personal trainer for pussy. Not only is this episode one of my all-time favorites, but it's loaded with his great sex hacks. And the best part is, he's offered my listeners a special discount on his courses when you use the code CuriousGirl in all caps at checkout. So if you want to radically transform your sex life, listen to episode 217 and use the link in the show notes to access his course and use the code CuriousGirl at checkout. Now back to the show. The next one is from Arthur. And he says, this is kind of a different, this is different than, it's along the same vein here, but a little bit different than Joe. And he did listen to 214. Okay. So he says, "Dear Layla, I recently discovered your show with Keep Me and Chastity being the first episode I ever listened to. Now I'm chronologically listening to your show from the beginning. Stood Up in the Rain was particularly amusing while also keeping up with the most recent episodes. As an early 20s male virgin, I've been looking for ways to educate myself on all things sex, and I'm achieving this partly through podcasts that promote an open and constructive dialogue on sexuality. To that end, I would like to bounce some personal views off of the ones you gave in the Testosterone Rising episode and see what you think of them. Being a heterosexual guy, I consider myself to embody certain aspects that are seen through our society's gender conventions as feminine, like reading tons of contemporary romance novels and making sure to be self-aware of my emotions. At the same time, I'm pretty decisive, though I see flakiness as a gender-neutral trait. In general, I believe that all men, whether they're straight, gay, bi, ace, etc., would benefit greatly from rejecting gender stereotypes and embracing their feminine energy. When it comes to aging men, I do think it's crucial for them to take responsibility for their own upkeep. It's funny because I've actually discussed this with my mom, who went on Bumble for a bit, and she was frustrated by all the older guys out there who hadn't been taking care of themselves. She said that on an overall scale, women age better than men. I wonder if this is because we put much more pressure on women to maintain their looks than on men. Thank you for reading this and for all the great work you've been doing. Arthur." Okay, Arthur. Woof. All right, we got a couple things to dig into here. Okay. Well, I'm glad you discovered the show. Yay. I'm glad you listened. You're listening chronologically. It's a great way to listen, because this has been a journey. It started back in early 2016 at last quarter of 2016 when I started doing all this. I did the first podcast in December 19th of 2016. I had been blogging before that. Blogging wasn't my thing, but I had started the whole Curious Girl Diaries back around, I'd say like August of 2016. So it's been ongoing, and so much has happened, and I've documented it, and it's a fun ongoing adventure. And as an early 20 males virgin, wow, okay. And you're looking to educate yourself on all things sexual. Well, I'm glad you're listening. And I will say to you, take everything with a grain of salt, even what I say, that there's a lot for you to experience. And I hope that you have lots of great resources to tap into, not just my show. I mean, my show is just my personal journey, my opinion, you know, the things I come across, the things I encounter, my struggles, my ups and my downs, it's all there. And I hope that some of that resonates with you and you find it valuable. And I'm excited that I don't get to talk to virgins very often. So that's kind of, I'm excited that you wrote in, and I just want to say that good on you. You know, I mean, you'll decide if and when. I don't know, you know, I'm not sure why you are a 20 something virgin, although it really doesn't matter, because it's your choice. It's your body. It's your choice. You get to decide when it's right, when you want it, you know, if and when you want to. Are you saving yourself for marriage? Is this religious? Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's your choice. So kudos to you. Stay with it. And I also applaud you for wanting to get as much education and access to, you know, constructive dialogue on sexuality as you can. There's a lot of great resources out there, and I just encourage you to investigate all of them. And that's amazing. Also, you know, what you should do is you should jump on over to last Saturday. Just this past Saturday, I did was episode 217. I think it was, so that was Kenneth with Kenneth Play. And I think I called it the end of pussy churching. And if you don't know what pussy churching is, you need to find out. You got to listen to that episode. He really dropped some amazing like truth bombs. I was just like, oh, I seriously wish I could have talked to him for a full straight day, just with all the wonderful things that he was saying. But I think he's got a lot of really great information in general about just sexuality. And so I think that, you know, you might want to check him out. I think you'll enjoy him a lot. He's all over the place. But anyway, check that out. I think there's no reason why, even though you're not having sex, why you can't study about being a skilled lover and just the things that women like, and there's emotional components and all that stuff. So anyway, now going back to your, just like you do touch on that men should, you know, I guess contemporary men should read, study the feminine stuff. And I agree with that. A very dominant men are really observant, and they're very observant of women, and they understand how we are wired. And that's what makes them such a freaking just, oh, that's what makes them so effective, is they know us. And then, Arthur, what happens is when a really dominant man cross paths with a truly submissive woman, it's like this perfect meeting, because he understands how she's wired, but she understands how he's wired. And when those two powerhouses come together, holy shit. Let me just tell you, stuff explodes. It's this amazing chemistry, this deep, deep, rich relationships. The sex is amazing. The connectiveness is amazing. The understanding, you know, because at the end of the day, you really want to be understood, not by everybody, but by one person, at least romantically and sexually. When all that comes together, whew, it's the perfect storm. So no, I mean, you're right. Just understanding the feminine is an amazing thing. Studying the feminine is an amazing thing. Being in touch with that part of you that as a man that resonates with is amazing. I mean, that's what can make you like just a true like lady killer. And I mean that in the best possible way, because Arthur, I think you're going to handle it responsibly. Okay. So again, I'm not saying that men have to be, the understanding of the feminine is great. Appreciating the feminine, literature, the arts, all that, you know, if you consider that feminine, that's all, yes, that's all fantastic, fabulous stuff. But when it comes time to be the leader, your woman needs you to be her leader. And that's what, you know, this is the balance between the masculine and the feminine. And so don't overlook that. Don't forsake that to go way, way, way to the left. Understanding and having a command of all of that stuff is fabulous. It's going to make you just an excellent man out, an available man out there. But you also still need to know at the end of the day that you're a man and you're wired for that. And women are looking for these masculine traits because it makes us feel safe, protected, wanted, needed, loved, cared for. We will let our guards down and trust that. We can't do that when the gender roles are mixed up. So again, it's okay to understand all of these different aspects and embody some of those. But when it's time for you to be the man in the relationship, you need to understand what putting that hat on is all about. Okay, well, that's my two cents. And I'm not saying that's the right way for you, but I hope that you get something out of that. Okay, now about the aging thing. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why men don't. Maybe women have more vanity than men do. I'm not sure. I mean, I really don't. And you could be right. Maybe it's because society puts more pressure on us. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'm not sure why men don't care as much. And I always just assumed, I always just kind of thought, well, maybe I'm just more vain. I'm just more vain than the average guy. You know, there's that healthy amount of vanity that just says, I want to look good. I want to look good for at every age. You know, I'm not trying to wind the clock back and look like I'm 12 or look like I'm 15, or I respect and value the woman I am. But I also feel like women, you know, have shown that they can age, that, you know, I mean, shit, look at Jennifer Lopez. You know, I mean, there's just so many women that have just, they're aging so wonderfully that it doesn't mean that you hit a certain age. You're like, well, I let it go. You don't know. Don't let it go. There's a lot of benefits from exercise and eating right. I mean, there's just, those are things I think you really, quite frankly, more do those for yourself because it makes you feel good and it makes you feel a certain way. And I know that I can't feel a certain way personally if I let myself go, if I don't work hard, continue to work hard at my appearance. I can't. So I guess for me, it stems from a place of like self-respect and pride in myself. And so conversely, then maybe it's unfair, but you know, I look at other guys and I'm like, well, they just don't have any pride in themselves. So I can't, again, these are things that I will start to look towards a man and say, I find weakness in that. It's like, okay, there's a lack of discipline. And again, it comes down to my female mind is like, this man's not a leader. He's not a true leader. There's something in him that where he doesn't have this basic level of respect for himself, his own body that he's living in, that he wants to take care of it and preserve it and respect it. And so I naturally think there's no way he can respect me at the end of the day. So it's a little complicated, but there you go. All right. Well, I hope that helps, Arthur. I hope that makes sense. And I appreciate your wonderful message. And thank you for taking the time to write in. And I'm just excited to have you as a listener. And I hope you'll continue to listen. You know, you can always leave me a voicemail if you go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. On the right-hand side, there's a pink tab. You can just click and leave me a voice memo and let it rip. I always love that because then I can just get back to you directly with my voice and answer all your great questions. But I do appreciate having you and I can't wait to get more feedback from you. All right. Now, here's something I want to let you guys in on. I am very excited. One of the things I'm big on is always trying to learn new stuff. I mean, I think that's what this whole Curious Girl Diaries podcast has been about. It's about constantly learning. Well, when I had Alicia and Erwan Davon on, they have a lot of interesting techniques that I've always wanted to get into. And I would call this for me, like, this is kind of like playing in the big leagues. All of my bucket list stuff, it's like experiences and doing things. It's all external, right? And what I'm ready for and what I love about Erwan and Alicia is that they have, it's more, I think it's just more about working on your internally, like really kind of turning yourself into a sexual athlete and rocking it, like really, really getting to know your body more and more and more. And I've been doing that, but this is kind of at a different level. So what they have coming up is a course on extended orgasm. And it's actually an introduction to extended orgasm. It's an event and I'm going to sign up and go. And you can just do it remotely. You can just watch. But it's going to be a close-up video demonstration of a woman in extended orgasm. And you get to see all the techniques and you're going to be trained with the step-by-step essentials. And it is going to be like a sexually explicit demonstration. But, you know, there's going to be stroking and touching the clit and internal strokes and stuff like that. So they're going to lecture and discuss, and they're going to share the exercises. There's going to be Q&A, but I really want to learn more about this. You know, I think you've kind of been noticing, like, the people that I've been bringing on are just more and more educators around these areas. You know, I had Charles on with the Dawn of Desire Method. I had Kenneth Play on, who's, you know, I mean, let's face it, Men's Health and GQ, like, number one sex hacker. Hello. And Alicia and Erwan. I mean, these people are top notch and they're really teaching some amazing stuff. So I'm going to take this class and I really want to try to focus on female orgasm and then the extended side of it and how I can link my orgasms, I guess, together and closer, because I've been so, you know, I've experienced so much and with all the ups and downs and just like how I have a short refractory time and how I can put them together really quickly. But like, could I actually have one big long one, like with no refractory? Like, how do you do that? Because I felt like there's been times when I've almost started experiencing it, and I have in a way, but I got to tap into it. Like, this is, I've toe dipped in it and I've sort of accidentally found my way to this a few times with a few partners. And I'm like, okay, no. I've got to nail this down. Like, what is this all about? I want to get better at this. So I'm going to go and watch this. And I cannot wait. I'm super excited. It's on October 23rd. So there's time. So if you're interested in it, yeah, it's October 23rd and you can just watch it online and it's a live demonstration. I know I'm going to get a lot out of it. I'm going to be sitting there taking my notes. I cannot wait. I just want to get, you know, I really just want, I guess I'm going for sexual mastery of my own body. I really just want to go deeper and deeper and deeper with it and have more and more amazing sex and just continue to discover all the fun things that you can do. Really, what else is there? We have these bodies that can produce amazing pleasure by ourselves, but even better with another person, with another human being. So I just want to experience all the things that I can sexually that are fun, exciting, keep things new and fresh, continue to keep learning what makes me tick, what feels good, and master that. So I know that I think I'm super excited about this class because it's kind of like my next frontier. You know, I did the squirting and that's amazing, but I want to get good at other things. You know, I definitely want to keep learning. I love learning. All right, guys. Well, I hope some of you guys will take that class. I'm going to put a link for it. It's open. And like I said, it's on October 23rd. I will put up a link for it in the show notes. So just go to the Curious Girl Diaries /podcast. This will be episode 218. And you can click on the link and sign up. All right, everybody. Love you guys so much. Stay happy, healthy, safe. Keep learning, exploring, you know, and if you've been up to that stuff, hey, tell me about it. You know, I love to get your voicemails. Leave me a voicemail. Go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and send me a message. It's one of my favorites, really. I eat it up with a spoon. I love when I get voicemails from you guys. I get back to you. And I just get to know you guys a lot better and just know who's listening. It's so exciting for me to get more involved with you guys. I mean, you're really the reason I'm doing all this and why I'm here. All right. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.